This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is vowing to act with urgent resolve in response to two shootings over a 13-hour period this weekend, one in El Paso, Texas, and a second one in Dayton, Ohio. And all 31 people have died as a result of the violence. In comments from the White House Monday, Trump said Americans cannot allow themselves to feel powerless in the face of repeated mass shootings.
Our nation has watched with rising horror and dread as one mass shooting has followed another, over and over again, decade after decade. We cannot allow ourselves to feel powerless. We can and will stop this evil contagion.
Former U.S. President Barack Obama spoke out Monday about the mass shootings. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The 44th president said Americans must soundly reject language from any leader who feeds a climate of fear and hatred or normalizes racist sentiments. President Trump's name was not mentioned in the statement. Barack Obama has been cautious, like many other former presidents, to avoid criticizing his successor. In his statement, he said, people need to denounce the language of leaders who demonize those who don't look like us or suggest that other people, including immigrants, threaten our way of life or refer to others as subhuman. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A general strike in Hong Kong descended into citywide mayhem on Monday as defiant protesters started fires outside police stations and hurled bricks and eggs at officers. The protesters are calling for pro-Beijing city leader Carrie Lam to step down. Lam insists she has no plans to resign. Egyptian authorities say an explosion set off by a car crash in central Cairo was terrorism. A bomb in one of the four cars involved killed at least 20 people and left 47 injured. This is VOA News. China's yuan currency dropped to its lowest level in 11 years on Monday following threats from President Trump to impose new 10% tariffs on $300 billion worth of Chinese products starting September 1st. Observers expect the drop will fuel tensions with Washington while signaling the possibility of a currency war. India has scrapped the special autonomous status it had given to Kashmir for decades, which gave the state its own constitution and broad decision-making rights. Pakistan's foreign ministry has rejected the move. Reuters' Joe Davies has more.
This was the chaos in India's parliament after plans were revealed to revoke the special status of Kashmir. India's interior minister could barely be heard as he announced the most far-reaching move over the disputed Himalayan region in nearly seven decades. The government of Narendra Modi says it wants to throw out the part of the constitution that allows Kashmir to make its own laws. Its aim is to fully integrate its only Muslim-majority region with the rest of the country.
As Reuters' Joe Davies reporting, a Ugandan court has found activist Stella Nyanzi guilty of cyber harassment for posting a poem on Facebook that harshly criticized the Ugandan president, Yoweri Museveni. Nyanzi was sentenced to 18 months in prison. She's already served 9 months while awaiting trial. The magistrate said she opted for a prison sentence rather than a fine because Nyanzi showed no remorse and because incidents of cyber harassment are on the rise. The Belfast shipyard that built the Titanic is struggling. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Harland & Wolff risks going into bankruptcy after its Norwegian parent company failed to find a buyer. Workers hope Britain will step in to rescue the company, but so far the government has declined to intervene. The shipyard is famed for constructing the doomed Titanic, which sank on its maiden transatlantic voyage in 1914. The firm, which once boasted a workforce of 30,000 but now employs only 125, was a key industrial producer during World War II and in recent years has diversified to work on cruise liner retrofits and wind energy projects. Charles de Ledesma, London.
UN investigators are calling for an embargo on arms sales to Myanmar because of human rights abuses. They're also calling for targeted sanctions on companies linked to the military. The investigators Monday said the businesses could be complicit in international crimes. The United Nations has accused Myanmar's military of carrying out a campaign against the Rohingya minority with genocidal intent, driving more than 700,000 Rohingya into neighboring Bangladesh. Myanmar's military did not immediately comment on the report. It has previously denied abuses against the Rohingya and said its actions were a legitimate response to attacks. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.